I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Raven, you know what an orange pumpkin is. It's a symbol of the fall season, a symbol of Halloween, right?
It's a large gourd. Yes, yep. I'm aware.
Over the last few years, we've seen a lot of teal pumpkins, and teal pumpkins mean that they're offering allergy-free treats at that home.
Okay.
Which is really nice. But what does that purple pumpkin print out in the window mean? Legislator Bill Gaylor, a Nassau County official, held a press conference to push the idea of saying that houses that have this purple printout of a pumpkin in their windows are safe and open to trick-or-treaters.
Okay.
So what makes your house safe? Here he is.
Well, the resident is wearing a mask, is distributing individually wrapped candies, maintaining the proper sanitary conditions necessary under COVID.
I like the idea of it a lot.
It does make sense.
Yeah. Right? I've been having a lot of stress about this.
Okay.
Because, you know, I have like a drop-off neighborhood where we get like 300-400 kids.
Lots of kids, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't know how much candy I should prepare. So a lot of these different government officials have been saying to individually wrap
right.
the
have
candy.
Like a little package, right.
So I bought like 200 of those clear bags with
sure.
the ties so that I could put, and now I don't know how many pieces of candy to put in each of these things.
Right, because you don't want to go just like two.
Like one mini
then
in
you're
there?
The skimpy person.
Right.
Right. And then on the other, which, but you know, if you give somebody something, a single of something, you don't feel like it has to come in a bag.
Right. And how many of them am I going to really bag? It's going to take
right.
me hours to put it together. And what if no kids come? I wish there was a way that we could gouge whether or not parents are going to allow their children to go trick-or-treating. Are they going to go out? Like, what the scenario is going to be? I like this idea of the purple pumpkin because you can see at least what your neighbors are doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, you know, I guess that makes sense. I thought it was one of those things where, like, people where they have a sensitivities to sound and so forth, if they're on the spectrum or something. I thought the purple pumpkin was worked before, but.
Oh, no. That's a good idea, too, though.
You bag a couple treats in each mm-hmm. one of these bags, right? And if, you know, through the middle of the night, you figure out that you're going to have less kids or whatever, you just start throwing multiple bags in there. You give them a couple bags, right? Instead of one bag. I mean, they're clear.
What time is the cutoff time that you start giving multiple bags?
That's the question. Right? And that's the
Eight
question.
O'clock.
There's nothing worse than running out of candy early, too.
Exactly.
Though.
And especially yeah. in a year like this year where you really don't want to disappoint the kids because they've had so much disappointment.
Sure.
Like, what am I going to do if I run out of bags and then I'm going to have to pitch it to them from the front stoop? Like, listen, I need you to maintain your distance. I'm wearing my mask, but I'm going to pitch you this Snickers bar.
It is a lot to think about
this year. It's a lot.
Right?
It's a lot to figure out.
Here's the good thing. You always have a fail-safe, a safety net. You bring the Snickers bars here, and we will make sure they go to a good stomach.
There you go. If you see a purple pumpkin in a window, what that means is they are open to trick-or-treaters. It's a helpful hint for parents trying to figure out where to bring their kids next Saturday.